기조금올라가오다바깥에오르니물어가야가
뭐 You know a lot about me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know about your dick, dude. It's veiny and thick, huh?
Yeah, man.
But don't say anything until I say your name.
Okay.
All right? You promise? So I do a little intro, this and that, you know, and whatnot. Okay. What's up?
Five.
Wait. I'm not ready.
Okay.
You good, though?
I'm ready whenever you are, Captain.
I don't know. You good, though?
I'm good.
All right. This is very special for me. And that's why I don't want to do it the same old way.
Mm.
I want to feel it out.
Okay.
You know? My gut says, go this way.
Okay.
But my dick says, go this way, and they conflict. But sometimes I follow my dick.
You got
but
to.
I'm going
to
go with my gut.
Oh.
So start from the top.
5, 4.
Way. Yokoya Pateyaka. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Hawaii. Aloha.
Yeah.
We're not in Hawaii.
Not.
Okay. We're in Hollywood, okay? But let me say something. Mahalo to all of you in here. And, you know... Let's not talk about my dad. All right. You know my dad died last Sunday?
Week.
Oh, yeah.
I think he cued you.
He just went like this. Yeah. But so anyway, we're thinking about what new guests we can bring on. And we, you know, we came through, we had a bunch of names. Maybe we'll have so-and-so on or with this and that. And I just, in the back of my head... I meant, what's that fancy black guy that's at the store all the time? He's fancy, he's dynamic. And I'm going to tell you something about this guy, man. I don't know much about him. We did a TV show together. We'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, a lot of times I'm at the Comedy Store and I say to the people around me, I go, this feels not right. And they go, what do you mean? I go, it just seems corporate and the comics that we have here really don't really show, you know, what the Comedy Store is all about and the kind of people it attracts. Because sometimes now you got Segura, Brooke Kreischer. They're family men. Let's be honest. They're not wild. They're not from Deadwood. You know what I mean? They don't show their dick, right, and their veins, right? But this motherfucker right here, 2 weeks ago, he pulls up.
Yeah.
He has a full-blown mohawk.
Okay.
And I want to say something. I don't want to get racial, but you have a really nice ass. It's poofy. I don't want to say that in a derogatory way. I think they're delicious.
I don't know.
You see a lot of juice in it.
Yeah.
The ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. And I'm not gay. You know that. But I can say to you, juice. Not in OJ. I should say something else.
Yeah. Say something else. Another word.
You have clouds.
Clouds.
You have cloud ass. Mm-hmm. I love it, man. But let's give him a round. Jamar Neighbors, everybody. Yeah. Clap your hands.
Yeah.
And you can talk now.
Yeah.
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 That Jamar.
You sitting that ass.
But is your, you know, honestly, do you see, look at your ass in the mirror or no?
I do.
You do, right?
I do. And I'm like, man.
Yeah.
You know, this is good, but this is what's keep me at like straight, man, and not in jail, dude. And I'm like, dude, you go in there, man, it's a wrap for you. This ass is too nice.
Right. So you don't commit crimes because you know what would happen to you in prison.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what would happen?
Yeah, man. I would have sex with a lot of men.
Right. But not willingly.
Mm-mm.
Would you fight or no?
Yeah, I would have to.
Yeah, man, yeah.
But I mean, you know.
Because I'll be honest with you. When sometimes you walk by, mm-hmm. and I go, you know, if that was a woman, I might tap it.
Dude, sometimes I send my brother ass pics in jail, dude.
What do you mean?
Only ass pictures. I'll shine my shit up with baby oil.
Oh, really?
I'll just take a picture of that shit, and I'll just mail it to him in prison.
Wait, your brother's in prison for real?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I think... I don't know for sure, but I think it. I bet it was flocking.
What's flocking?
I think flocking is.
Yeah.
I think flocking is like when you're being a lookout for someone who is burglarizing.
That's what flocking is?
I think so.
I think I'm a flocker at heart. I don't burglarize, but I'm a good watcher.
You don't burglarize?
What do you call burglarize?
Burglarize?
How do you say it?
Burglarize.
Burglarize. Burglarize. There we go. But you know, when I said it the first time, baby, people got it.
Yeah, I got it.
You don't have to call it out.
I'm sorry. That was my bad.
Yeah, my shit nice though, man.
I know. Dude, I've been seeing that as of late, you man. I've noticed that about your shit, man. Yeah. What about mine?
I don't know. I don't even know how you take a shit, Bobby.
I need to understand.
Why is my ass what? Flat to you? Like my face? Is that what you want to say?
Yeah.
No, bro.
No?
Let me say something right now. Mine might not have the juice that yours has.
Yeah.
Yours looks like if you punctured it, it would just be days of juice.
Yeah.
Months.
Right. And I was going to say something racial. I'm not.
Yeah.
That's how I'm growing.
Bitches be hating on me in the club, man.
Well, they have been, right?
Yeah, man. They be like, it's fake.
Do you get white bitches morally or black bitches? What do you get?
I
don't know. Can I say that?
The way you said it, though.
Yeah.
It was like George.
As a secret, like a whisper.
Yeah. I think white.
Yeah. You prefer it?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
But
that's what happens.
Right.
But I have black girls.
Yeah,
and everything, but mostly it's,
mostly white.
Yeah, my grandmothers call them pink women.
Why? Because they're pink on the inside?
Yeah. Well, they're just pink all over.
Oh, that's right. Wow. Right.
Yeah.
We're all pink on the inside.
Yeah.
If you saw the inner tubings, like a woman's vagina, inside and out, and you put a black woman's and a white woman's and an Asian woman's, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would, because black women on the inside are actually purple. No, that's not even racism.
Yeah, it's not racism.
Like, I've peeled back so many vaginas, and
yeah.
It's usually the color. Sometimes get pink, but anyway.
Can I ask you this question just real quick? How do you pull it back?
Well,
do you ask first or you just pull?
No, you just pull.
Oh, really? And they never go, hey.
They already know what they're here for.
All right.
Pussy pulling, yeah.
Because the women that I've seen you with, though, are been attractive, I think.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have like a little entourage sometimes with you. Like you'll pull up and you're with a group of people.
Yeah. Like I'm the money team and shit.
Yeah. No
money team.
Yeah. You know how I knew? I had always known you, but I never really... I was a little probably mean to you. Really, do you think?
You've always been the same, where it's like, damn, he probably likes me inside.
Yeah.
I know you weren't mean, because one day I said, Bobby, can I have $100? And then you said, for what? And then I said, I don't know, I just want $100. Then you gave me $100.
That's about right.
I was like, yeah. But I wouldn't do that with somebody that didn't like.
Yeah.
I've always liked you, and here's how I became aware of you.
Yeah.
Years ago, Jordan, before they did Keanu... Mm-hmm. He goes, hey, you want to go? Remember I watched that movie Ex Machina?
Yeah.
So Jordan, we had dinner, and then we were in the theater about to watch Ex Machina, and he goes, you know, I'm doing a movie called Keanu. He goes, there's nothing in it for you. That's the first thing he said, which is fine. But that's fine. And he goes, but tell me about Jamar Neighbors.
Mm.
And I go, well, he's crazy. He's so funny, though. What a funny guy. and Jordan goes, yeah, I'm thinking about having him in this movie. But you were even in his eyesight.
Really?
And when Jordan said that to me, I went, he just became ingrained in my psyche. And then a couple years later, we did What Would Diplo Do?
Yeah.
And that's when we worked together.
Yeah. But we were on the same project. We didn't work together. I only worked with James Vanderbeek.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
But when you say, just say that we worked together.
We worked together.
Yeah, so that, because then you have to explain, like, because my character was not really real. I was a ghost, right? You were a ghost,
right?
Yeah. And Diplo, James Vanderbeek.
Could only see me.
Yeah, can see you. Yeah.
We did work together.
Did you like that show?
I love that show. People really love
that
show.
They really did.
Yeah. Do people still talk to you about that show?
Yeah. And people go,
oh. I think that if it was on a different platform, it would have really blown up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it's perfect for Netflix.
It's so silly.
Or a show like that, yeah.
It was so silly and so original. And I think it was just on, maybe Viceland just wasn't the best place.
And also, Brandon Dermer was the first director I've ever had really that basically said, you can just do whatever you want, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would do it the way it was written, but then I would feel so much freedom in terms of trying different things. I really liked doing it. I love James Vanderbeek. I like yeah. you. I love everyone involved in that thing. And then, of course, when you don't, when you're in love with something, it goes away. Mm. It doesn't happen, you know?
That yeah. shit was so fucking fun.
I think it could have been a success, dude.
What yeah. happens when it does it just die then, or does it have like a chance?
It's to, on
like,
Hulu right now, isn't it?
Yeah, oh. it's on Hulu.
Yeah, but it, I mean, it's if you Googled, like if you were in and you searched it, but it's not going to pop up in their main, right? You yeah. know, you go to comedy, there's like 50,000 things that will probably come up before mm-hmm. Diplo, but
I think Jordan Peele is mad at me.
Why?
I'm glad you threw that out. Why?
Because I was at Sarah Silverman's party and I saw him, and right after Keanu, and we were so cool. And I was like, ah, what up, nigga? And then I walked up to him and I pinched his nipple.
Why did you do that?
Because that's what I just did to the homies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then so I thought we were closer to what we were.
But did you pinch hard?
It was like a it, no. It was like a. It was enough to
yeah,
bother.
That's
you.
Not. That's not.
I didn't know.
I know.
That, I what, swear, you guys
you should
are
know that about everyone.
Wait, wait. That's something you would do.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to tell him not to do it anymore.
Oh, I
do
didn't
it.
Know.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You didn't know to go to a man who's a director and pinch his nipple.
I didn't think about that shit.
Oh, right, right.
I was like, ah, oh, this the homie.
Yeah, and then what do you do after that? Do you
and
think
he was like, hey? He was like, man, what the hell?
Oh, you did one of those. Yeah,
and then he was just freaked out, and I was like, "Damn, this nigga hates me."
No, you're not gonna hate. Be, he doesn't hate.
You're not gonna be in Get Out.
Like, yeah, I mean, he's done this podcast.
He has.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Jordan. If you
Jordan loves
listening.
You, I don't. You know, he has never said anything to me.
Oh, okay.
I think it's in your head, and that's where I want to really go to now, is the stuff that's in your head.
In my head.
You know how people, you know, I can make these assumptions. That somebody doesn't like me mm-hmm. for 20 years. And then they'll either die or something will happen. And someone will go, oh, that guy loved you. Right? And then you're in your head, you're like, oh, yeah, I think I loved him too. Oh, no. You know what I mean? Like the things that our mind does, like something like that.
Yeah.
I was talking about a director that I had. I've talked about this story before where I killed it in this audition. That director with this African-American guy who was kind of fat mm-hmm. and he, and after my audition he goes, stick around, I want to get to know you, which when you're head you know that you
that's
got
good.
The part
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And then we were like laughing and talking about my life and this and that, and during one of the laughing things my gut says poke his belly. Right, so I poked his belly, I go fatty,
yeah,
like that.
That was his nipple thing.
Yeah, that's yeah. exactly. And then he goes thank you and I left the room, and the whole time I was like, why did you do that? You
yeah.
could have been in a movie. And you did one dumb thing. And also thinking about it, it's not even funny. In no way would that work in anything.
Yeah.
No one would have laughed at that. That's rude. Right? But I feel like that's what you did kind of to Jordan.
But growing up, did you do it to your friends, or did your friends do it to you?
Growing up?
Yeah,
yeah.
Or it's just like even my friends now, I'm just, I don't know. But yeah, you have to remember, like, there are business friends, and then there are, and I'm like, oh, fuck, now I got to slice and dice. Who's what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
treat everybody the same.
Yeah, that's what, you know, you and I are, that's another reason why I've always let you, is because when I see you, I go, that's the old Comedy Store. Mm. Like, one time I saw him, you had the mohawk, maybe recently, and you were by your car, you bent over.
Yeah.
And then you gyrated your ass to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you did it in a way where that's the first time I noticed his juicy ass. Yeah. He was juicing. I was laughing. But in my, I'm like, that's fucking sexy, bruh. In my head, right?
Yeah.
But I did. I laughed it off. Like, that's funny, right? And then just in the way he was doing it. And then I just watch you interact with people. And I go, that's the way I interact. Mm.
Yeah.
Right? But do you think that has caused more damage or personality than good things?
I mean, besides that Jordan shit, no.
Yeah.
No, not really, because people appreciate that. Like, if they know that you're one way, they're like, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you actually seem cool. You actually seem cooler. To like.
There's also no one else like you at the store. Not even close. You're almost, it's the same reason why there's no one like him. There's
yeah.
just no one like you. You're yeah. so memorable, to me at least.
but here, I want to say something to you, and I don't want you to take it the wrong way.
Yeah. The fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck are you doing right now, man?
Pinch his nipple right now.
Oh, you get a nipple pinch from me later, man. But what I want to say to you is that I'm going to say this. We might have to edit this out because I honestly don't think it's bad what I'm saying.
Is the N-word in there?
No, there's no N-word. Oh. there's no N-word.
Then it's good. You're
I've
okay.
never used that word, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Never. But what I wanted to say is that a lot of comics, especially now, young guys, you know, it's they go away from more of being intrinsically funny to writing funny, right? So you'll see a young kid, mm-hmm. whether black or white, whatever, right? And the writing is really solid, right? His point of view on paper is great, but it's not, you know, intrinsically funny like somebody's naturally funny. Like Chris D'Elia is naturally funny, right? Mm-hmm. You're the same category. I think that, you know, we can look at younger guys at your generation, and I know a bunch of them, and yeah. go, yeah, they write good, but they're not going to be good on screen.
Yeah, but you there's would no spirit be. Behind it, kind of, sort of.
Right. Mm-hmm. Also, you get laughs for just being crazy and funny.
Yeah.
Instead of going, where's the point of view or where's the switch?
Yeah.
You sell it. You're a performer.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's how you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll take the fucking, hello. like I see you do some shit. I swear, like, when I first started going to the comedy store.
Yeah.
And I would watch a gang of comics and shit, and I'd be like, oh, well, when's Bobby Lee going up, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man. And then I'd see you do shit like take the stool and flip it, like, with your mouth and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to be doing something a little bit like that. A little bit like that.
Yeah.
But I'm a cuss, like, way more.
Yeah.
I may go throw my shirt off, too.
Yeah. So you went out of the same school.
Huh?
But for us to survive in today's comedy climate,
yeah,
is rare because that's not what's in fashion.
Yeah,
you aren't in fashion, but you are will always be your type, the type that will test well in a movie or TV show, and somebody that will go, "Wow, that guy's dynamic. He's a dynamic performer."
Yeah,
when you see somebody like the first time I saw Cedric the Entertainer,
uh-huh.
my brother and I. We've told this story again, mm-hmm. where we were in the main room for the first time. I had never heard of Cedric. This is the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And Paulie goes, dude, sit next to me. You got to see this guy. And my brother sat and I sat down. And watching Cedric the Entertainer in the main room back in the late 90s, when people didn't really know who he was.
Like before Kings?
Yes. Oh, like during shit. When they were doing the live tour before The Thing came out
uh-huh.
is when I saw him. And I saw him, Bernie, all those guys. And you just could see. I mean, my brother and I were collapsed on the floor,
mm-hmm.
gyrating, laughing. Like, we couldn't breathe, right? And you're the same type of... When you see someone like Gerard Carmichael, you go, are you giggle? But it's the writing and the point of view is so, like, smart.
Mm-hmm.
And the writing is so amazing. But it's not necessarily what I prefer to watch.
Okay, right.
That's what you are.
Right. Thanks, man.
That means how does so that feel?
Much, dog. I'm about to jack off.
Do yeah. it.
I love being hyped up.
Where are you from, Jamar?
Here, Compton.
Compton. So you're born and raised in L.A.?
Yeah. Born and raised in L.A. Yeah.
Wow. You were in Compton, and then you went to high school in Compton?
Like, I went to Dorsey, so it's like South L.A. It's like right down the street. It's yeah. like La Brea and Jefferson.
But what did your parents do?
then or now?
then and now.
Then, like, yeah. I don't know my dad. Never ever met him. Never ever seen him. And my mom, she was on some drugs, but now she's a behavior therapist.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So she made a dope little comeback. And she,
yeah.
Comeback.
But growing up, she was about that.
Wait. Growing up, she was a drug addict then.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of drugs? Do you mind me asking? Or like crack?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You feel hesitant about talking about it or no?
No, I'll still talk about it, but like only because like she's like made so many.
Yeah, leaps and bounds in her.
Yeah,
life.
So like, so for me to be like, man, she did crack.
No, you're right.
I smell a crack, baby. My
you're right.
But that's what sticks in people's heads, though. You know, like you can make a biggest comeback, but if you, that's what you're trying to protect her from. Because once you're like, you know, someone's on crack, they're on crack forever in their
and
head.
I'm just like, no, man, she's a very intelligent woman. No. Where'd I go?
What's your mom's first name?
Huh?
What's your first name? I want to say I love you. And
she
stuff.
Works as a behavioral therapist.
All right, I want to say if you're listening and you're Jamar's mom, whatever your name is, I want to say. Because, you know, I'm a recovering drug addict myself. You know, that's 17 years sober, yeah. And, what?
Everything.
Everything.
What?
Okay. So.
I just did Molly for the first time.
When?
Maybe like 4 days ago.
What? Tell me what it is. I know, I've had to say it in like scripts. You know what I mean? Like, I remember in Love, they're like.
It's just E.
It's
yeah.
just like
they're
a
like,
pure
hey,
form.
Say Molly. And I go, what is, who is she?
Yeah.
And they go, it's a drug. I'll go, what?
Who is she again?
Yeah, yeah. So you did Molly. So what happened?
Nothing. I was just about that love.
wait.
Were you physical?
No, I was just very positive.
Oh, right. Who were you with?
Myself, but I was I had a spot at the Comedy Store, so I had to be up there or whatever. But so I guess I was around comics, but nobody really knew I was on it.
Wait, how was your set?
It was all right.
Yeah.
It didn't really enhance my set or anything.
Right. You go up late a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like what time?
11:45 on back. Yeah. Wow. But but sometimes 10:45 since they start the show in the main room like at 8. So it
right,
is still
right.
late.
It's still late, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say this to you though. This is a fact. The reason why Jim Carrey got onto Living Color is the fact that Jim Carrey was a great impressionist, but at one point he said, I want to do weird shit. I want to experiment. I don't mm-hmm. want to do impressions anymore. If I want to do 15 minutes and being a cockroach on stage, mm-hmm. he would fully do it on stage.
You seen him do this shit?
No, but I'd heard from other comics oh, okay. that were like tail end, you know. But what Mitzi also did was she used to put the Wayans brothers at the end.
Right.
So Jim was always around, you know, Damon Wayans and these people up late. And when you're up late, no matter what era it was, the crowds dwindle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're with, you have a camaraderie with the comics that are always late. Mm-hmm. So they would watch each other. And that's when they really fully grasped how talented Jim Carrey was.
Mm-hmm.
They're also black dudes. And for a white guy to do these broad, crazy things, right? They're all crossover kind of mm-hmm. things was just epic for people. And that's how, when they got in Living Color, they go, we want this white guy because we know him. But so the late night spots, you know, Sam Kinison used to get the late spots. They're not bad thing.
I don't mind them at all. Like most people, you know, like a lot of comics would be like, man, I should be up at 10:45 right behind Bobby Lee or Sabat or whatever. And I'd be right. like, I don't give a fuck, man. I'm like, just throw me up so I can do this shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll save the ego. Like, we're all at the world's best comedy club, so that means we're one of the world's best comics.
Mm. It's like, wow.
Chill.
Yeah.
You know, like, chill. We'll get to whatever time slot we'll get to, whenever the fuck we get to. But I'm fighting for more than just a fucking time slot.
Right.
You know, at the yeah. end of the day. So, yeah. so let me go up there and do my crazy shit or whatever.
That's a good
fuck.
Way to put it.
Yeah.
Like you're fighting for more than just a time slot. That's a good thing to carry
yeah,
for
yeah,
you. Because
yeah.
sometimes you get a little bit like angry when you don't get a certain like spot, right?
Right. I do, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm leaning it. Toward though? I've done this before where I tell Adam Egget, hey, start putting me up late.
Yeah.
So I can try new shit.
Yeah.
It's easier to experiment at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that?
Yeah. I mean, I mean,
you don't, if you have a packed room that's hot and you're in between Joey Diaz and Maniscalco,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to experiment and fuck up the show. So you want to crush.
Mm-hmm.
But that leaves out experimentation.
Yeah.
So you're in a very lucky situation. The problem we go through at the prime spot is like, oh shit, we just have to, it's packed and we have to bring it because so-and-so's in the audience, some casting director
mm.
or that this director's in the, you're like, oh fuck.
People tell you when those people are in the audience? Or
I ask.
Oh, oh God.
You like that?
Why would you do like that to yourself?
That would fuck me up.
I go to the cover booth and I go, give me the comps list. Industry. Who's on the guest list? Mm. And they give it to me. I do it every show. I go, is there anybody here? And they go, yeah, actually, these producers for this movie are here to see so-and-so, and they're right before you. I want to know those things.
That's how you always know. Because you always come home, and he's always like, so-and-so is there. How do you know him? Do you see him in the crowd?
I ask every fucking time.
This one thing happened to me. I had a, I randomly got an audition for the last Predator movie. For the last Predator movie. And I went into the audition. I was wearing some weird thing on stage or whatever. And I remember going to the audition in that exact outfit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that the person who gave me the audition was in the audience. But I just
they saw you wear the same clothes 2 days in a row.
Yeah, and then so I went in there. I did my audition, but when I walked in, they were like, you're wearing the same thing I saw. I heard them say that, and I said, I wore this at the Comedy Store. Wait a minute, you saw me at the Comedy Store. That's why I'm in here.
You think that fucked you up?
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, maybe it did. I don't know.
Sometimes acting aloof
mm-hmm.
and doing the opposite of what they expect works.
Yeah.
Because that's how I got the Steve Renizzi NBC pilot.
Oh, really?
I fell asleep in the audition.
You did?
In the audition or waiting room?
I get a call from Renizzi. He goes, this is pre his lie of 9/11 coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know what I mean?
Well, he has honest, what's special about that now.
Which was the funniest shit ever.
I know. We can talk about that. Honest Renizzi, right?
Yeah.
Renizzi.
Honest Renizzi. Yeah. Episode title.
We're friends. Don't cut it out. But Renizzi goes, dude, I booked this. You know, NBC. I go, yeah. He goes, you know, they're making the new Friends. They're trying to create a new Friends. You know, three dudes, three girls, but this time shot in Chicago and it's single camera and it's about hipsters. And I go, okay. And he's like, they realized they hired six white people and they fired one of the white dudes and they need an ethnic guy by tomorrow. I go, where, in Chicago? Yeah, you shoot tomorrow, but you have to read now.
Damn.
I go, I haven't slept, dude. I played video games all night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes, you got to go in now, please. So I went in there. I didn't read it. And I literally, as a goof, was so tired. I go, there was a table like this. And I go, can I sleep here? And I put my sides down and I put my head against the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I laid there for like 12 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, like with closed my eyes. They were laughing so fucking hard. They were laughing so fucking hard. Hey, and I got up. I woke up. Oh, that was nice. Thanks for that. And I go, and I just read it real quick. I didn't read it.
Yeah.
And then I left. And then I flew from Chicago that night.
That's insane.
And then I'm on set the next day. And that was, so I fly in.
Yeah.
And for this, and who else is in it? Steve Howey from Shameless.
What's the show called again?
The show that we did?
Yeah.
It was called, not Romance. It was something.
Honest Renizzi.
Something Romance, right?
Honest Renizzi.
But the first shot, though, was me in the audience of my friend. It was in a band. And so I'm supposed to be sitting there, right? And there's about 100 extras. And I have one line, like, go, Steve! Whatever the line is, right? And so they go, action. They did something. And I go, go, Steve. And when they said cut, I had 100 extras come up to me and go, how'd you get a line? How did you get the line? I go, I'm on the show.
Oh, they thought you were an extra.
They thought I was an extra. What? And they were begging me, like, did I suck somebody off?
What? Like,
how did you get that one line?
Whoa.
I go, I'm a regular bitch. Back up.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why you hate extras.
Oh, that's the source.
Because he has a thing about extras.
So
you have an extra story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me. So I was on set and it was like, yo man, I was doing the movie.
Yeah.
He was like, yo man, how'd you get this shit? I was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Like, man, how'd you get on this shit? And I was like, oh man, I auditioned in LA and this and this and that. And they go, all right. this older black guy. He goes, "Oh, all right." He goes, "You know, I've been a lot of things too, you know." And then, and then I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay." And he pulls out a paper. It was a paper, and then it was a printed out paper. He opened it up, and it was him. It was him moving. It was, I think it was like a mover or on something, but it was a printed out picture. It was colored, but right? It was printed out, and he was like, "Yeah, this is me on that show, you know, on this thing." And I was like, "Nigga, that shit is on paper." And I was like, "What do you want me to do with this?"
Yeah.
This was his resume.
Wow, he's showing something.
Yeah. That he was on.
That he was on, but it was printed out.
Yeah,
and it could be it could have even been a print ad.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not live action, or was it something that he paused and took a photo?
No, man, it was something that he printed out on a printer. on a color printer.
Yeah.
And it was him, and it was all fuzzy. I was like, "Who the fuck is that?" He's like,
right.
"Oh, that's me."
Yeah, some people don't.
What the fuck you want me to do with this?
Yeah. They don't know. Some people don't know. You know, when you're seeing a show like any movie, mm-hmm. and some guy has two lines, and he gets shot, and he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that dude is with William Morris.
Yep,
that dude, right, went to an Ivy League school and went through training.
Mm-hmm.
That dude auditioned against 1,000 other dudes
mm-hmm.
that are just like that dude mm-hmm. and beat them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
I always think about. I always watch commercials, and then I was like, man, I'm like, that guy is an actor. And then I'm like, he does the same thing that Denzel Washington does. This guy in this Bounty commercial has the same profession.
That is weird.
If you think about it.
He does the same. You know what also I find in commercials? I saw this commercial where some guy was the lead. And he was supposed to be at a Verizon kind of a desk
mm-hmm.
and he's talking to some other extra, but then he turns to the camera and goes, "Hi, I'm so-and-so," right? But I know that he doesn't know the extra
mm-hmm.
right? So they have to do fake dialogue, like mouth it out,
pantomime
piecing. So yeah, and I because extras go crazy for that.
Oh, they love it.
They go "So anyway, I'm interested," and you want to say, "Shut the fuck up, just open your mouth and pretend that you're talking."
Yeah.
Wait, what are the rules when you do that, by the way? Are you not supposed to actually say anything? Are you supposed to
mime?
No, but they do.
They'll come back, "So, thank you for coming in." You go, "That's not the line.
They don't want the
You're
audio,
not yeah. a principal.
Yeah.
Don't say shit." Right?
You're supposed to say peas and carrots.
That's right.
You know?
Just to mouth it.
Right. Yeah.
Or what is it? Watermelon cucumber.
Yeah.
They go say watermelon cucumber and you'll get all the... But you know what's another trick they use that works? Red leather, yellow leather.
Leather.
Do it.
So check it out. Sometimes when you're tongue-tied with a line, an older actor will go, "Just say red leather, yellow leather to yourself, mouth it out, but 10 times in a row." And then you do it, and then you go into the line. It's fucking perfect.
Is it because it's a tongue twister and everything is easy in comparison?
I don't know. I never thought about it, but I do it all the time.
No, now I'm like...
Red leather, yellow leather.
If you're ever in customer service, you're waiting tables, and you get tongue-tied, use that trick.
Who's going to wait for you to say it 10 times?
In
the middle of serving somebody?
No, what you do is like yellow. You're approaching a fucking table, uh-huh. right? And you go, "Oh, I'm so tired. I don't know what to say." Mm-hmm. Red leather. And just say it a bunch of times to yourself and then say your fucking thing.
Oh.
"Would you like to hear about our specials?" You have a cornmeal hash...
Cornmeal hash, whatever.
Is there a cornmeal hash?
Probably.
So you don't have a girlfriend, no kids, nothing.
Mm-mm.
All right.
No.
You know what we're gonna do? We gotta figure.
Find me a girl.
What are you into? I want to know. What are your relationships like?
He needs hot though.
Of course. I don't
look at him.
Of course.
Yeah, he's strong.
Yeah. Of course, hot. Is that the only prerequisite?
What, Filipino?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you
Korean?
I just feel like you only know Filipino. Look, man, These are my friends, and
like you, any Asian race, you'll go.
I've never had an Asian chick. Well, do you count those Middle Easterners?
Those Middle Easterners.
It depends. Are they from Iran or?
Stop. No.
I didn't think so.
All right.
Hold on.
But they be trying to claim y'all shit.
No. What about Indian? Indian's Asian?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I call them
Easterners. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Indian's Asian.
Like, Asian. Okay, Indians are Asians, but I wouldn't say someone from Iraq is from Asia.
They're Asian.
They're from the Middle East.
Well, yeah.
Oh, wait. An Indian person isn't Middle Eastern?
The Indian people are more in
Asia.
South Asia. Yeah, South Asia. So I can call them Asians. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, some Iraqi fool, not that they're fools. God bless you. I love your religion. Well, I'm not in it, but, you know, whatever you want to do. Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I good. Feel like I'm digging a hole.
What hole?
Anyway, but if you're Iraqi, Fahim Anwar, whatever you are.
He's Afghanistan.
He's Afghanistan. I don't think that if Fahim Anwar said, I'm Asian, I would be like, no, you're not.
No, I meant Indian. Excuse me. do you guys let Indian people claim you're Asian?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You guys are Asian.
You look at it.
You guys are Asian to me. I'm like, yes, these are Asians, you know?
Right.
But like Indians, I'm like, it's not fucking Asian. That's, right. It's just not.
Be honest with you. When you look at her, you go Asian? Be honest.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
yeah.
Do.
Yeah. Awesome. I would say, oh, she's a little Asian.
Yeah, yeah. Right. What about this fuck?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Full blown. I was the only one.
Back here, right?
Closet.
Full
yeah.
blown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Full blown Asian.
I was the only one who actually grew up in Asia.
Oh, for
I'm
real?
The most Asian,
oh.
technically.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lix. Happy birthday. That's her street name, too, Lix.
Okay, so back to the girl thing. So,
she used to be a tagger. Right, she used to be a tagger. Right,
we're not going to. No. So back to the girl thing. So equal opportunity employer, it doesn't matter what race. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
What's the age?
Preferably like 25 on up.
How old are you now? 30?
3.
30 to 33.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's not pedophilia. 25 is great.
Okay.
25 is great. Am I not right, John? That's not pedophilia.
Do you ever date? Are you into older women?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we're kids.
Well,
like,
what's older?
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah.
You would tap that.
She dated
she's
a comedian.
45.
Yeah, you would
but
tap
she looks
that.
Amazing.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Yeah. I've seen some 50 year olds. I'd fucking.
Really?
Yeah. J-Lo's like 50.
I'm going to throw you some names, actresses. Would you fuck Tilda Swinton?
Yes.
Tilda Swinton.
Sure. Who was that?
Bald lady and Doctor Strange.
She's tall. She's a legend.
You know, like Nicole Murphy.
Who's that? Who's Nicole Murphy?
You ever see Eddie Murphy's ex-wife?
No. She thinks she's hot?
That bitch is perfect.
She's beautiful.
Well, hold on. Let me look at it.
Yeah.
So Nicole Murphy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But when you, yeah. Only thing.
Wait, I want to talk about, wait, I want to bring up something that you just sprung up something. Insane. Hold on. Nicole Murphy. I have something I want to talk to you about. Hold on. Let's look this up first. Nicole
Murphy.
What the
fuck is that? Tilda Swinton.
Images.
Like motherfucking, I don't know. She's like Tony Hinchcliffe. Hell
yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, Nicole Murphy. She is very pretty.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she's very pretty, Nicole Murphy. Yeah.
Sorry.
I want to say about, okay, did you ever know, because this is in your time frame. Because this is in when you when I saw you around,
uh-huh.
You might have been younger, but that dude that claimed that he was Eddie Murphy's son.
Oh yeah, Brando Murphy.
Yeah. Right.
What's the story behind that?
Tell me about Brando Murphy.
So that guy, he was running around, him and Richard Pryor's real son.
That's
were
right.
Running around doing a tour together, and this guy named Brando Murphy, he was saying that he was Eddie Murphy's son. He acted just like Eddie Murphy. Uh-huh. He even kind
he
of
had, he
like,
had his laugh.
Mm-hmm.
He had Eddie he physically, dead on almost. Like, mm-hmm. Not exactly Eddie Murphy, but you would not doubt it in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I could buy that. And then he was, as a performer, he was new, but he was okay, right, on stage?
Yeah. He was fine.
He could sell that he was new, but he's Eddie Murphy's kid,
mm-hmm.
Brando.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the point where I went to the Laugh Factory with him,
mm-hmm.
and I introduced him to Jamie Masada.
Oh my
I
God.
Go, this is Eddie Murphy's son. Brando fucking Murphy.
How did everyone find out it wasn't?
And Jamie put him up.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. He's my friend.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And then I found out that Eddie Murphy sued him, right?
Yeah.
Wait, how did... Okay, so that's how everyone found out? Just because of the lawsuit?
Because he got big.
He got big. And then I saw him right by our new house at that Starbucks.
Yeah. Go ahead, George. You tell people where the fuck we live.
They don't know what. That's where the fucking Starbucks, exactly where that is.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, but you don't know where my house is from, adjacent to that.
All right.
All right. You know the area.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
know we live in.
Oh, God, George,
put that out.
No, I've been telling you
we live. Anyway, so what was I even saying? Oh, yeah, so I'm at that Starbucks, and this is maybe a year after Eddie Murphy sued him. I saw him. Mm. And he came up to me, had a notebook he was writing, mm-hmm. and he goes, "Hey, man, what's up?" And I looked at him, and I just went back down to whatever I was doing.
Ooh.
And I never saw him again.
Can I tell you a story about that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you met him after he was Eddie Murphy's son. All right?
Yeah.
I met him before he was Eddie.
What do you mean?
When he was just Brandon Robinson.
Oh,
no.
I met him in the Laugh Factory open mic line.
It was
cool. He was just another young black kid or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, okay, cool. I'll be this guy's friend. I had his number and everything. He went by Brandon Robinson.
Brandon Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening, Brandon, I want to be honest with you. When I saw you perform, aside from the whole Eddie Murphy thing, in no way, in my head, I'm like, if this kid, even in retrospect, wanted to do stand-up, just put the time in. You have all the things, tools. Mm. You're, you know, relatively young, attractive, you know, the right
good
color.
Personality.
Great personality. Nice. And he could have done it, but.
Did he stay friends with Richard Pryor's kids? Or kids?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. And
but
yeah.
And now I have an after Brando Murphy story.
Yeah, tell me.
I saw him.
tell me.
I saw him. He was wearing a suit. He was wearing a suit like over there on like Sunset and like Martel. I saw him and I said, "Hey, what's going on, man?" He was like, "Oh, hey, what's going on?" I said, "So what's up, man? You still doing stand-up?" He was like, "Nah." I was like, "What are you doing now?" He was like, "I'm selling car insurance." And I was like,
"Oh, no."
Yeah, yeah. And I was up there like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why can't you, Brando, just start doing it? Why do you need to be the son
of Do you think that people have that great of a memory to where he is completely blacklisted, or is there a way for him to recreate himself as someone else or a different
good,
name?
If you're good, you can override all that. I mean, and if he did put the time in or whatever, because he did, you know, he was kind of funny, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly would be, if he went up as Brando Robinson,
mm-hmm.
and I saw him at a show and I saw him doing his own act,
mm-hmm.
right? I would go, "You know what, dude? This guy proved me wrong. This guy fucking did it."
Mm-hmm. What does he looks like now? Did he really look like Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I'm going to show you.
Yeah, he did.
You think if I look up Brando Murphy, it would come up his face? I'm going to look it up right now. Brando Murphy.
I remember that.
It's a great first name.
And they were doing a tour called the Sons of Comedy Tour.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow. Oh, my God. You're right. It does look like him.
Yeah, yep. Right?
That's sure nuts.
Is that nuts?
Yep.
Dude, that looks just.
Does it look like? Hold on, Murphy, Brando Murphy. There he is. There he is.
Damn.
There was a picture on TV.
Bro, so when this guy is on stage,
yeah.
and doing his dad's laugh,
I was,
and you go, "Holy fuck, this is the next coming."
Yeah.
I have to introduce him to Jamie Masada.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I have to. I want to be the first one to do it. I brought him into the store. I introduced a bunch of people.
You discovered him.
Yeah, passed. Like, because that's.
You got him passed and shit.
Right. Wow. So, wow, that's incredible. You know, I know Rain Pryor.
Yeah.
You know, Richard Pryor's daughter. When I started doing stand-up, we had Muhammad Ali's daughter, Maymay Ali,
mm-hmm.
who's a regular at the store,
mm-hmm.
Rain would go up to. And I always thought to myself, like, how difficult, especially for Rain Pryor, being the daughter of Richard Pryor.
If you think that's crazy. Okay, so Mason Pryor, do you know Mason?
No.
This is
the son.
Yeah, of Richard. This is real son. They look just alike.
I gotta look him up now. What, Mason Pryor?
Yeah, Mason Pryor.
Uh-huh.
Haddish, we were all at the open mic, and I forgot who was hosting. I think it was Benji. Benji was hosting, and Tiffany Haddish had went up or whatever, and she did. She she did this thing where she was like queefing the microphone. Funniest shit of all time.
Right, right.
So it would kill, it would destroy, whatever. And then so so Benji was like, you know what? He's like, that's so funny. He's like, I want you to sit on the side, right? And he's like, anybody who's terrible, I want you to queef them off stage.
Which so, Tiffany would do it?
So yeah. So people go up or whatever, and it's like, like whatever. And all of a sudden, people would be bombing. All of a sudden, you just hear.
So, what a great show idea.
So did Mason Pryor, the son of Richard Pryor.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, Benji was like, oh God. He was like, this is the son of a legend. Mason Pryor goes shit. Yeah. And this nigga is just eating it, right? But
yeah.
He says something. I was like, you just hear. Then he looked over. Yeah. And he was like, what the fuck you gonna queef on me for? He was like, what the fuck you queef my joke for?
Yeah.
She was like, you gotta bring it. It's like, you gotta bring it if you Richard Pryor, son.
Oh my God.
And, then he said, I ain't got to bring nothing.
Then she said,
bring it.
Haddish.
You know what? You and Haddish are similar in that way when you bring up Haddish.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are close, right?
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
are like, could be brothers and sisters.
And we kind of came up the same way, too.
Yeah. In terms of style,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, she, dude.
She's a
you
queen.
You can say whatever you want about her, dude. When we did that, was that musical show I did for...
Oh, the Goddamn Comedy Jam?
Goddamn Comedy Jam on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, Team Turner. Yeah,
she did it.
It went Chris Hardwick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did it with, what's a guitar legend, Stevie Ray Vaughan or something?
No, he did it with Richie Sambora.
Richie Sambora, either one, right?
Yeah.
It's totally different.
So this is the last show.
Yeah.
This audience, so Chris Hardwick, he's on a show on Comedy Central at the time. Then Haddish goes up there and does Aretha Franklin.
Tina Turner.
And it was one of the greatest live performances of anything I've ever seen.
Crushed, yeah.
And then I have to go up. I don't know the words.
Nope.
I had to pull my dick out.
And it worked.
And it worked.
You have to.
What?
I said, sometimes you have to pull that dick out.
Have you ever pulled your dick out?
Well, I was on stage at the Comedy Store like 2 weeks ago. I was in the main room.
I was closing.
I was doing the Brody spot. And I was doing like this weird character. They had like green tights or whatever. It was like a dinosaur or whatever. And then I went back to go change into my regular clothes, but I had to take off my I had to take off the tights, whatever. And I noticed I didn't have any underwear under my tights. And so I was like, oh man. I was like, nigga, you know what'd be funny? I was like, I need to just walk out there naked. And so I just walked out there naked.
Oh, you did?
I was like, yeah. I was like, anyway, and then they were like, oh my God. And they turned off the lights. I was like, Jamar, you can't do that. Go put your clothes on.
Wow.
Fine.
That's where the Comedy Store is wrong.
Yeah.
We used to be able to do that.
Yeah.
People like you had the freedom to do it.
Yeah.
Right? I want to see your thick dick one day perform, man.
That's love, man.
That's pure love, right?
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
you, man.
Yeah, man.
Let's not make this... Let's make this the foundation of a newer friendship.
Okay.
Do you have a podcast?
No, I don't have anything.
Well, one day we'll get you on.
All right, cool.
All right?
Yes.
No, we do this. Where are we at time-wise?
We're at an hour.
Wow, that's incredible.
What? That went by fast.
That's really quick, yeah.
But we're not done. We do a thing at the end called Unhelpful Advice, mm-hmm. and we have emails, and we answer them. It can be wrong. It can be right. However you want to do it.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, my friend.
Unhelpful Advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Jamar Neighbors.
I've just started dating a girl that's about 9 inches taller than me. I'm 5'1", and she's 5'10". I'm having a great time with her, but she gets mad at me because I don't like to show public displays of affection, like holding hands or kissing in public. I already feel like we get looks in people in public trying to figure us out, and I don't like getting extra attention, especially when drunk people are around and shout at us. Have you guys ever ran into a situation like this over the years? Any advice?
I mean, that's every girl friend I've ever had.
Mm. I mean, I remember one time, there was this girl who I met on the internet years ago, maybe like 10 years ago. I met her on the internet. I just got my car, my Nissan 300ZX, two-seater. Mm-hmm. Either way. So I go pick her up. I go pick her up, and she's big. And I was like, oh, fuck. But she had a great face.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, maybe I get some head.
Angrily.
Yeah.
So I get her in my car and shit like that. Dude, she's big as fuck. She had to be like at least three. And oh, so,
300 pounds?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So she, 3 years of age. And, no. That's a big ass baby. 300 pounds. So I was like, well, fine, whatever. You know, she gets in my car and shit. I swear to God, the car was literally, it's a 300 Nissan ZX. So it's two seat. And so it kind of was leaning to her.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So I was like, whatever. So we go see that movie with The Rock when he had that daughter or whatever. He would play football with her and all that shit. Oh, or
yeah.
The game plan.
Game plan.
Yeah, we would go see the game plan or whatever with her and shit. And my car was fucking leaning. It was kind of raining and shit.
Yeah.
Man, her big ass. We hit a fucking pothole on the way there.
Oh, my
and
God.
And the car fucking spun out. and it was, but it was going towards her way. So I knew that she had a little bit to do with this.
Wow. It was like the centrifugal force.
Right. Yeah.
She was the gravitational force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she gonna ask me, do I have insurance? And I was like, no. I was like, do you have insurance?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you fucked up my car.
Oh, wow.
Fucking.
Did you make it to the movie?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
mm-mm.
You didn't.
My wheel came off. We had to.
Are you being real?
I'm being fucking
wow.
Serious.
Do you get head from wherever?
Mm-mm. No. So what happened was, we were all the way in West Covina. My wheel came off. I didn't even have AAA. So my best friend came to come pick us up, and we stayed at his house. And then, so my black ass was still trying to get some head, but she was mad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My car, but I'm like, well, you fucked up my car.
No dinner? Do you get dinner?
No.
No movie? Nothing? She got nothing out of it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fuck that wheel.
So going back to this guy.
Yeah, I'm saying this girl was like at least 100 pounds bigger than me. So
right.
I mean, don't fuck with her, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't fuck with her.
She's taller. She's just taller.
She's just
right?
taller.
And then,
all right.
Well, and then you gotta kiss her and realize. So then that means that she has to kneel. If it's that's embarrassing.
9 inches.
That is true. You're right. You know what? He's not right wrong because he's 5'1". She's 5'9".
5'10".
Yeah. Imagine like, oh, look at the kid and their mom. Like just so many different like mom and son references mm-hmm. and jokes. Yeah. He's probably paranoid.
Yeah.
I would be paranoid. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
But they're asking if you and I have any issues with a height differential.
It's not that much. It's 5 inches.
Yeah, that's true. That's not nine.
Yeah, that's not 9 inches. And you know,
what? Damn. He likes it when I wear heels. The taller, the better.
I also like it when my girlfriends, and they're always, you know, you're like the hottest girl, right? I like that.
Yeah.
I like showing white dudes that don't know who I am. Yeah.
But you know what?
That's what happened.
That person is not wrong because we have been shouted at a lot.
Yeah, but you know.
Like what?
Like, they just get real angry, and they sort of throw, like, a tantrum.
It's not because of height, though. The reason why they get angry is because you're hot, and I'm not. People get viscerally, white dudes especially, get viscerally angry that I'm dating a hot chick.
Hmm.
You don't think you're hot?
I think he's hot. He's pretty hot.
You're a good-looking dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No gay shit. I don't want
to why'd you throw that out?
Just in case.
I just said
something.
No, bro.
I wanted to try something.
All right, here's the deal.
Commented on my big juicy ass. No. I didn't know where we were going.
No, let me ask you this.
Okay.
And be completely honest with me.
All right.
Do doormen and those kind of guys at the store think I'm gay?
No.
You never heard anything?
No.
Good.
No.
Is that something you were worried about?
You kind of like, do you, yeah.
No, because there's a couple of, whenever it comes to like, either you're a small black guy
uh-huh.
or you're a hefty black guy and you're working at the Comedy Store, I harass them. Mm. Not in a racist way, in a love way.
It's just your type.
I just like fucking around with black dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Edwards, ask him.
That's
look at Ian Edwards. Ian Edwards is when he sees me, he has to run. Because I love to grapple. I love to, like, corner him in an area.
That's why Jack Knight doesn't want to come close to you anymore.
No, that's right.
What did you do to Jack?
He's just kind of standoffish with me.
He's like, Bobby Lee, play too.
That's why I think that there is a vibe out there. But if you're saying there is no vibe, there is no vibe.
I've never heard anything about
Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah.
We got to get you an agent, Jamar, and get you out there.
People think I'm gay all the time.
But that's why. That's why you and I are very similar in that way, I think, as performers.
You know? Let's put that out there.
So what you have handles that you want to promote? You got... What's your Twitter and your Instagram?
At Jamar Neighbors.
Mm.
That's my Twitter. At Jamar _Neighbors. That's my Instagram.
Yeah.
And 213. Brief.
Yeah.
It's my phone number.
So, listen, we're moving into a new stereo studio. One day when we have the new place, we'll have you back. But you really filled in because we needed somebody. Mm-hmm. You were perfect.
Mm-hmm. Who did I fill in for?
Nobody. You know what? We just needed someone quickly and who would, you didn't fill in for anybody.
Like, yeah, I ain't doing shit.
No, honestly, we're very, dude, I mean, not to brag, but everybody wants to do this. Mm-hmm. And even my close friends haven't done it. Because I want, you know, we've had big people, we've had good people, and I want who I think is the future, right? And I think you are.
Thank you, man.
And I've always liked you, and let's be friends, man.
Hell yeah, man. Fucking yeah. Right
hey,
here,
Hey, buddy.
Goddamn
hey,
there.
Buddo. Oh, right? Give him a round of applause. He was
yeah.
Great. Hey, check out my comedy mixtape on Dat Piff called America's Nigga. That's America with 3 Ks.
Really?
Wow, that's a good
yeah,
America,
sure.
Whatever. Yeah, we'll check that out for sure.
All right, cool. Yeah,
so we got all your handles, and then... you know, we'll have you back on one day, okay?
Yes, soon. Sir, man. Thank you.
Give him another round of applause. We love him.
Thank you, Jamar.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back with some housekeeping. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, MyBookie, Helix, Honey, and Mack Weldon. Double your first deposit at MyBookie with the code BELLY. Bet, win, get paid only at MyBookie. For up to $125 off a new mattress, go to helixsleep.com/belly. Save money on your online purchases for free at joinhoney.com/belly. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter the promo code Belly. And guys, for everything Kalila, go to Calamity K, George Kimmel, George_Kimmel, Jana is something, John Nana, Janana, and you can follow me at Gilbert's, and everything Bobby Lee, tour dates, shows, his funny stuff he does at Bobby Lee Live on Instagram, or visit www.bobbyleelive.com. And you can follow us the team, at Tiger Belly on Instagram, on Twitter, at That Tiger Belly, and email us any questions you may have at unhealthadvice@gmail.com. I take that back, guys, and I tricked you as George just cued me. It's advice. It's adviceunhelpful@gmail.com.
I know that, Bill.
Well, you know what? Oh, and also, you know what, guys? You can send us some packages or anything you want to our mailing address, which is 1626 North Wilcox Avenue, number 161, Los Angeles, California, 90028. And you can send it to Tiger Belly.
Oh, can I just plug one thing?
Yeah, you're not on mic, so use this mic.
Oh, okay. Oh God, I'm making life difficult. Sorry, I just got reminded. If you guys ever feel so inclined to like donate to an organization, there's this organization from my hometown of Cebu called Mayari Animal Rescue. They go by Maro. And they are basically one of the very few people that are taking like stray dogs and animals in need, which is like a really big problem in the Philippines. So if you have money to give, give it tomorrow. Mayari Animal Rescue Organization. Thank you.
Check it out. Kalila trying to change the world. Have a good night, guys. Bye.